Deutsche Welle. Learning by ear. Listen up. Shape your future.
Welcome to Learning by Ear and a new episode in our radio drama series, An Angel in Everyone. Young Angela is facing up to the consequences of her unplanned pregnancy, but is keeping her positive HIV test result a secret from her mother, who's already angry at her for the shame she feels. Jamila tried to ask her own family about HIV testing, but comes up against a wall of silence and her uncle's unwanted sexual advances. In today's episode, Angela takes another positive step towards changing, while her friend Annie and her older boyfriend face a different kind of problem. Find out as we listen to episode 6 of An Angel in Everyone.
So Pinto has asked me to come and stay. That takes the sting out of the whole moving out. But I need to know what this test results means for me and Pinto, because he must have infected me. There was no one else. He was my very first. My hands. I'm shaking so much. Dr. Majoro at Matula Clinic told me nothing. I can't talk to my mother. She knows I'm pregnant, but a voice deep inside me tells me, say nothing to her about the HIV test. She'll freak out. Oh, I think my baby just moved. I'm so scared. I've got to talk to someone, or else I'll go mad. It says here, there's someone who can help you 24 hours a day with education, referral, and counseling. At least if I phone the AIDS helpline, they can't see me. I'll be invisible. I think it would be easier talking to a stranger that you can't even see. It's 9 o'clock. Ma's asleep. It's time to act, Angela. Where are those questions? Ah, here they are. If only my hand would stop shaking.
Annie, this is hurting. Jeez.
What's the matter, Jet? You complained last time, too.
Shine the torch on me and have a look.
Oh, there's a red spot just there. Does it hurt?
Red spot? No, it doesn't hurt now. But it was stinging like mad.
There's another one. Oh my God, you've got quite a few.
And this morning when I peed, it burned like crazy. You gave this to me.
What? Why do you say that?
You women. Who knows what you get up to?
Men blame us for everything. Where do you think we get our infections from? From men like you.
There's a strange pass.
If it's what I think it is.
Meaning?
Well, if it's an STI.
A sexually transmitted infection? Is that what you're saying I've got?
I'm saying if.
And how come you know so much about this, eh?
For heaven's sake, Jet. There are posters up in the clinic. Don't forget, I go there regularly for my contraception. And I can read, you know. There's information everywhere.
If you gave this to me...
If I'm infected, then I think we should both go to the clinic, don't you think?
You won't get me to go to any clinic.
Why on earth not? Why are you men so afraid of the doctor?
I'm not afraid. Who said I'm afraid? Stupid girl. I go to our traditional doctor. Always have done. Always will. Anyway, all you women go to Matula Clinic. Someone might recognize me.
So, you're afraid of another woman recognizing you? Why, Jet? Have you got another girlfriend?
Annie, you are getting too cheeky.
That's because that's where STIs come from, okay? From sleeping around.
Just be careful what you say, girl, before you accuse me.
Ouch, Jet, stop it. You've already bruised my arm blue.
Well, then watch what you say. Anyway, there's nothing wrong with traditional medicine.
No, but STIs need antibiotics.
Ah, you know, so you have had it before.
Jet, I give up. I'll go to the central clinic where nobody knows me. You do what you want.
Oh, let me go to the toilet. Quick. It burns.
This should help to take away the rush. Rub it on 3 times a day after washing.
Thank you. What about when I pee? It still burns like a furnace.
All the men who come to me take this Imbiza. They say it works. It cleans them out and they feel stronger.
Imbiza? Do I take it all?
A spoonful at night. It cures everything, even AIDS.
But I only have one STI.
It cures everything. 300 shillings.
And the man was so helpful, Jamila.
Hey, Angela, for a helpline, that's pretty much a must.
Yeah, right. But he put things so clearly. I wrote it down. He said, to build a good house that protects you from heat, cold, wind, and rain, you need good materials, a sound foundation, a firm roof, and solid walls. Think of your body as a house. When given the right materials, you too can protect yourself from the harsh germs and viruses that attack the body. He said I must be prepared to make big changes in my lifestyle.
Such as?
Eat more fruit and veggies, milk, honey, nuts, and grain, cereals, and meat.
Gee, that's going to cost you. Can you afford it?
I'll save by cutting out sweets and junk food. And body exercise. He said especially after the birth.
Whoa, that is a whole change in lifestyle.
Basically, I just have to keep it strong enough to keep this virus at bay, as he put it.
But that's not just true for you. That's true for everybody. Hey, Angie, I'll join you. We'll diet and exercise and train together.
Except I'm moving to Newtown on Sunday, to Pinto's.
I had forgotten. Well, at least he's accepting responsibility for what's happened. But you are moving in with him without getting married?
I have no idea what's going to happen. But the plus side is that Newtown is much closer to Central Clinic. They have a new antenatal section. I've been referred there by the AIDS helpline. So I'll get the best counseling and advice for me and my baby.
I can't believe you're going to be a mother.
And a good one. I'll talk to my child. You wait and see.
What time are you leaving?
After church. Hey, don't look so sad. I'll be back. I'm 18 in a few months. Then I can do what I want. Maybe Pinto will turn out okay. We might learn to love each other.
You're beginning to sound like my mother, talking about an arranged marriage for me.
Exactly.
I just wish you would see that her own brother's a pest.
Huh? Who?
Uncle Imrat. I can't describe it. He just gets too close. Everyone in the family just act like they can't see, like ostriches with their collective heads in the collective sand. What am I supposed to do?
An Angel in Everyone was written by Romy Singh. That brings Learning by Ear to a close for another day. Please tune in again when Tom faces pressure from his friends to prove he is a man, but ends up giving Annie a piece of his mind. Meanwhile, Angela is about to take a step into a new life. Remember, if you want to hear the program again or tell friends about it, please visit our website at www.dw-world.de/lbe. Goodbye.